Now NPR's Tony Cox reads some of your letters.
Joining me now is News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. How you doing, Christopher?
I'm doing good, Tony.
So what's in the mailbag?
Well, Chris Rock's mom says she got poor treatment at a Cracker Barrel restaurant, and the Reverend Al Sharpton came to her defense. Well, that subject came up on our roundtable, and we heard from a lot of you, including Liam Bimbo of Dallas, Texas. He emailed, "Al Sharpton's taking this up will only further trash the image of what discrimination is. Too many people blame things on discrimination, when in fact that's not what it is at all."
I see Mr. Mbimbo also said the Reverend is just taking her case because he has prestige through the life of her son, and he can use that to get the press all up in arms about it. In the meantime, some poor mother of three is getting paid minimum wage while her children go to an underfunded school. Last week, we also ran a commentary from Jasmine Canick on Michael Sandy. The 29-year-old IKEA decorator was lured to a parking lot, robbed, and died after being attacked by a group of white men.
Michael Sandy could have been any one of us, and yet he was us. He was black. He was a black male, and he was a black gay male.
If Michael Sandy would have been heterosexual, would that have brought out the Reverend Jesse Jacksons and the Reverend Al Sharptons of Black America? Would that have made it okay for the NAACP to get involved and for other black civil rights groups to take notice? I'm beginning to think so.
Kay Williams of Detroit, Michigan emailed to say, "I am not surprised about the silence even from civil rights leaders. Bayard Rustin was practically pushed out from several civil rights campaigns and into the footnotes of history because of his sexuality. From lynching victim Marie Scott to Scottsboro to the present, the NAACP has not wanted to touch cases that were seemingly prurient. I'd like to see the Reverends Al and Jesse expending energy on this instead of Chris Rock's mom."
Now, David McClenahan of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, thought Jasmine may have missed the point. Here's what David wrote in. "A gay man myself, I am completely offended by your making this story a racial issue. This man was killed because he was gay. That should bother you more than the fact that he happened to be black also."
Meanwhile, Paul Block of New York City was disappointed by our roundtable's comments on the Senate race in Tennessee. "Two of your panelists seemed offended by the fact that Mr. Ford attended a Playboy party. Have we forgotten that none other than Martin Luther King granted an interview to Playboy in 1965? Well, that was actually in January of 1965. The interviewer was Alex Haley.
Now, finally, Joshua Stark of Sacramento, California, wrote this about our Africa update. "While listening to your piece on News from Africa, I was brought to tears. Not an easy feat. As a white man with a multi-ethnic child on the way, it does my heart good to hear such news from an often overlooked continent. We're constantly expanding our Africa coverage, Joshua, so thanks for listening."
And by the way, we appreciate all your comments, good or bad. We want to hear from you, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Christopher, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Tony.
That was NPR's Tony Cox with News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson.